Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. It is Friday, the 6th of July, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Catalano Festival is on tomorrow all day along 4th Avenue, and CITR will be there on site. And today we're going to preview some of the bands you can catch. Also, the Ensemble Theatre Company is gearing up for their upcoming season at the Jericho Arts Centre. And we have one of the stars of the season is going to be appearing with us. Rebecca Walters is standing by. Plus, we'll have the usual call board and look at what's going on in other theater events this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And to kick things off, we got a bit of music for you. A few months ago, we interviewed a very remarkable filmmaker, Alanis Obobsawin, who is from Quebec, and she's been making films for about 50 years. And she also is an accomplished musician, and she's just put out a CD. 80 years old, she just put out a new CD. So we're going to hear a track from that right now.
Deux heures de nuit ou d'un an, que ça de nuit ou d'un an, que ma hounga qui stanko ak ou di aska. Akwi titi kita mokan kazal dami odana kaksa anso wida onda wamba naki odana kinisi tali kasi on kisi tali peka on madim miwi my dimmi widi ho da hinna nam ka ku on le mi ga dek Mazipskui odana Tamakwanyonti damnasa Tagwangani sek Skuandamuda Da ndi al sigante kuk mini osa inuk.
So that's Alanis Obobsawin, and really, it was a real honor to have her here. As I said, she's like 80 years old. She's a really accomplished filmmaker, really... just dedicated to her art, and to hear this music too, it's a real treat. So if you get a chance to find it, pick it up. The title of the album is called Bush Lady, and lots of great tracks on there. She kind of sounds a bit like Marlene Dietrich. I have Rebecca Walters sitting across from me. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi. Rebecca is from the Ensemble Theatre Company. You've been with them pretty much from the beginning, haven't you?
Yeah, since before we started doing the raps. So
yeah.
The Alchemist was the first one that we did out there.
Yeah, which was what, 6 years ago, 7 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, something like yeah. that.
Ensemble 7 years ago. Ensemble Theatre. In fact, I was in a play with them a year before The Alchemist.
Oh, yeah.
So Ensemble Theatre Company was formed after we had done a production of Twelfth Night as a co-op. Tarek Leslie is the producer and the director and the driving force behind it. And I think that was in 2010, somewhere around
wow.
there, 2010 or
yeah.
11. And then The Alchemist was the next year. And then they were formed as kind of a formal... professional theater company after that.
Yeah.
And doing things in rather a unique way for Vancouver anyway, doing things, as you said, in rep.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about what that means?
So that means that we do three shows in our season,
yeah.
which is about a month and a half out at the Jericho Arts Center. And instead of doing them one show, then another show, mm-hmm. then another show, all three shows are running concurrently. So one night you'll see Dark Road, and then the next night you'll see A Few Good Men, and then the night after that you'll see The Beauty Queen of Lanaan, and then it starts all over again.
Yeah.
So it's a busy season.
And it's the same core cast in all three plays, but you don't see the same actor in all three plays.
No, you will see some of the actors are in two shows.
Yeah.
So you'll see a lot of the people that are in A Few Good Men in Dark Road, and at least one of them in Beauty Queen.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see a variety of different performances by
yeah.
the same actors, which is interesting.
It is, and it's. I mean, from the actor's point of view, it's pretty interesting too, having to keep sort of both plays in your head at the
yeah.
same time.
Yeah. Interesting is a word for it. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite words. Well, it's interesting.
That is interesting.
Well, let's talk about the specific stuff that's playing this year. What's Dark Road?
Dark Road is a Scottish thriller, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Ian Rankin, who is a very famous Scottish crime novelist, and he co-wrote it with Mark Thompson, who is a theater director, artistic producer, and I've forgotten which theater he's at right now. Yeah. But
Ian Rankin is a familiar name. You see him a lot on the shelves in grocery stores and airports. And,
oh yeah.
But I mean, it means he sells a lot. He's very prolific and he's quite popular. So is this his first play?
It is. Mm-hmm. And he co-wrote it with Mark Thompson.
Yeah.
So there's a theatrical sensibility to it, which is great. He's sort of most well known for his Rebus. Books, and I think there's been two television series, or at least one. So it's in a similar vein.
Yeah.
It's something you don't see very often. It's kind of almost a bit of a police procedural kind of thriller, bordering a little bit on ghost story. I wouldn't go so far as to say ghost story, but there's some mystery to it.
Things are happening that people can't quite explain.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's got a lot going on. It's a very, hopefully compelling for the audience. It's a very compelling script. Mm-hmm. So,
right. Yeah. And of course, A Few Good Men, which is a well-known title because of the film with Nicholson.
You
can't handle the truth. But this originated as a stage play by Aaron Sorkin, the guy who gave us The West Wing.
Yes.
But maybe for those who aren't familiar with it, tell us a little bit about what that's about.
That is about an army base, Guantanamo?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the 80s, late 80s. I'm not in this one, Dave, so I don't have all the details.
Okay.
No, it's...
It's a play with others. Yeah.
No, it's in the 80s, and it's basically a...
it's a courtroom drama.
Yeah, it's a courtroom drama. Something has happened. A soldier has died, and they're trying to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the truth is uncovered, and, you know, can we handle the truth?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Was this a spontaneous event, or did it happen because of instructions from above?
Yeah. Or hazing gone wrong.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Very, very tense, very, very powerful play in its own.
Yeah.
And then our third one from Oscar winner Martin McDonagh.
Mm-hmm. The Beauty Queen of Lenan.
Yeah.
And that is a very dark, very funny story of a sort of middle-aged spinster and her mother, and they're sort of locked in this horrible codependent abusive relationship, which is...
So it's an Irish Grey Gardens.
It's pretty much, and it's
without the raccoons.
No raccoons in this one. But it's very, very dark, but also very funny.
Yeah.
That's what Martin
McDonagh is known for.
Yeah.
Dark, so, very dark and very funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And that one will be great too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I mean, I'm not familiar with this specific play, but with McDonagh's work, you find yourself laughing at things that you feel really uncomfortable about laughing at.
Exactly.
I can't help myself. It's horrible, but it's funny.
Yes. As with life.
That's what life is right. Oh, my goodness. Life just sort of hit us across the face yesterday. Some very good friends of ours were hit with a massive tragedy. Yesterday, you probably heard about the fire at the Topanga Cafe. Well, our friends John and Bronwyn were living above it. And as Rebecca was telling me earlier, Bronwyn was there for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And then within a matter of minutes, a fire just tore through the place and wiped them completely out. So
we're
definitely thinking about them today, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's talk a little bit about what, like, your participation in this is. Like, your face is on the poster.
I know, it's scary.
So. So, tell us about your character.
Okay, she is Chief Superintendent Isabel MacArthur.
Oh, my goodness.
And she is a sort of, I've been describing her, she's kind of like Lady Rebus. Not really, but, you know, that's the shorthand for it. But chief superintendent who's done her 30 years on the force. She's thinking about retiring, and she's started thinking back about previous cases. She's thinking about writing a book, and this one that really sticks with her is this serial killer that they caught 25 years ago. The anniversary of his arrest is coming up. Mm-hmm. And there's something about it that's just always bothered her. It's really stuck with her, and it's kind of haunting her. And she, part of it is, you know, she's thinking of retiring, she's thinking of writing this book, all this stuff is coming up for her. So she decides to look into this case again, and she tries to set up a meeting with the killer, who is in a basically a psychiatric hospital for the criminally insane.
Yeah.
And when she starts digging into this, her coworkers and former coworkers are really against it.
Mm-hmm.
She has a tumultuous relationship with her early 20s daughter, who is in university in film and television. So she wants to be a documentarian. And so she's got, there's all these things coming at her from different directions. So she's trying to look into this, but her home life is a bit of a mess, and this is bringing up stuff at work, and she's not sleeping well, and she meets with this killer, and he starts to make her maybe doubt that what she was so sure about 25 years ago is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So again, she's looking for the truth, and
yeah. You
know.
I see the other person in the photograph is Paul Herbert.
Yes, it is.
Another great local actor friend of ours.
Yes.
Does he play the
Yes, he plays Alfred Chalmers, who is the convicted killer.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
and
a,
he
that's
is fantastic.
A pretty, yeah, that's a pretty meaty role for Paul. That's great.
Yeah, it's a great cast.
Mm-hmm. Who else have you got?
Anthony Santiago, Dave Wallace,
mm-hmm.
Lindsay Nelson. Jesus, now I'm panicking. I told you I would panic. There's a bunch of people. I don't know any of their names. No, there are others. There's Christine. There's, God. There's Chris Walters.
Just tap dance while I find the cast list online here.
It's because I'm panicking. I don't know any of their last names. They're just a bunch of people that show up. They seem very nice. It's directed by Chris Lamb.
Chris Lamb. Chris Lamb is one of those guys who does, he keeps popping up everywhere.
He is a multi-talented individual.
Yeah. How is he as a director?
He's great. Yeah. Yeah, he's fantastic. It's a very technical show. There's a lot going on, not just with the acting, but there's, you know, sound and lighting,
yeah.
And it's very moody, and so he's got a lot to juggle, and he's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Terrific.
Yeah.
All right, so how do we get tickets?
You can go to the ETC website, which is www.EnsembleTheatreCompany.ca. That's probably the best way to get tickets. And there's more information about all the shows,
mm-hmm.
including the last names of everybody. I don't even know my own first name at this point.
I know. It was unfair of me to ask hard questions.
We had our first costume run through last night, so I'm a bit... Yeah.
Yeah.
There were at least several moments where I came on with like maybe 60% of my costume not buttoned up,
yeah.
You know, pants on backwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was, that's about where I am.
You didn't
right
have
now.
To wear Roman armor at any time though, did you?
I did not.
No, okay.
But it probably would have been easier.
I have one ovary there on that.
At least the Roman armor doesn't have buttons. Buttons are my nemesis.
Well, there was leather thong, which is another thing.
That's true.
Yeah. And, hey, you've got a directing gig coming up, too.
Tell
us about that.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm going to be directing a play called Busybody at the Metro Theater in end of October. I think it starts October 27th. As I was saying to you, I just, like, that is all.
Well, that we can... You know, we'll promote it as we go along. I'm going to mention it in the audition notices later on today.
Yeah,
too,
but yeah, so. That's Busybody at the Metro
Theater. So I just want to know, what got you interested in directing? Why you chose that play? Like, how did that happen?
I've done a bunch of assistant directing,
yeah.
And then I was kind of thinking about taking the next step. And I've, as you know, you and I, back in the day,
yes,
have done many shows together, mm-hmm, at the Metro Theater, and only one of which, I believe, I stranded you on stage for an awkwardly long time while I ran upstairs to deal with an issue.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another
time. Yeah, that, but so I'd done a bunch of shows there,
yeah,
and I recently was back there in Calendar Girls, and the director, Allison, asked if I would be interested in directing there, so
wow,
I submitted, and they picked me, mm-hmm, and it's very exciting.
Yeah.
And the show is, I think it's going to be really fun. It's set in a London office building, yeah, in the 1960s, so it's very... it's an interesting period piece. It's,
yeah,
quite, you know, it's a different time. And it's the cleaning lady who lives on site finds a dead body and calls the police. And the police inspector, I don't know if he's the chief superintendent, but it is, I think he's the detective inspector, is an old friend of hers, or an acquaintance of hers,
yeah,
from the old neighborhood. So,
oh,
yeah.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, I think it's going to be quite,
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, so we'll make sure we get lots of folks out for auditions.
Yes,
because it'll be a fun show to work on.
I hope so.
And all the best for the upcoming Ensemble Theater. It starts on the 12th, which,
yes,
is just a week away.
Yeah,
and goes
is.
Until the 17th of August at,
yeah,
Jericho Arts Center.
And more information on the website.
Yeah, Rebecca Walters. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank, yeah, you for having me.
So we've got this this big Catalano Festival going on this weekend, tomorrow. And one of the bands that's going to be performing is Circus and Flames.
Blow away like charm. Raise the world.
Circus in Flames, and they're going to be performing at the McDonald stage at 4th and McDonald at 12 noon tomorrow, kicking things off at that site. And that's the big Catalano Festival street party. It's happening all day, starting at 11 a.m. and going all the way till 9 o'clock at night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different stages at various places along 4th Avenue between Burrard Street and McDonald. Each stage has its own theme and its own list of performers that'll be on there. We'll let you know about a few more things going on for the rest of this hour. There's a special, I think it's new this year, they're having a special kids stage, the Toys R Us Cats Kids Trafalgar stage. That'll be specifically kids entertainment going on there. CITR is presenting the Vine stage at 4th and Vine, and we'll play some of the acts going to be performing there. And of course, the big main stage at 4th and Burrard, presented by the Georgia Strait, with capped off by performances by Slow and Biff Naked. So yeah, lots of fun going on 4th Avenue tomorrow.
The iconic Rickshaw Theater celebrates its 9 years as a music venue in the heart of Vancouver's downtown east side. The once movie theater turned live music venue has hosted a number of legendary acts over the years, including The Sonics, Gary Numan, DOA, Buzzcocks, War on Drugs, Misfits, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard, and many more. To celebrate its 9 years, the Rickshaw has invited Art D'Echo, Sunbathe with members from Typhoon, The Intelligence Service, and Cartoon Lizard with a liquid light show by the world-renowned Mad Alchemy. For ticket information, please check out rickshawtheater.com.
You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to shred the gnarly waves now?
Well, I got just the replacement. I picked up some copies of Discorder instead.
Well, it looks like this surf day just got a whole lot better.
This extra special summer issue of Discorder features interviews with local punk rockers Lié, queer Métis fashion designer Evan Ducharme, and the hosts of CITR's Radio Pizza Party. There will also be an exclusive Bartholomew comic strip, short fiction by Mac Gordon, and a suggested summer reading list compiled by the staff of Massey Books. And of course, there will be reviews of the Music Waste and Sled Island Music Festivals, as well as podcasts, films, and more. Thank you to our advertisers Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Cinematheque, Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, Hexistential Festival, Current Symposium, Audiopile, and An Evening in Damascus. The 41st Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. Experience the music of your world with artists from across North America and around the globe coming to make this the best weekend of your summer. Artists this year include the great Rye Cooter featuring the Hamiltones, the glorious Nico Case, the exciting Son Jarocho of Mexico's Son de Madeira, Rodney Crowell, Juno winners The Dead South, bluesman Guy Davis, Mozambique's Wazimbo, and Banda Kakana, Alex Cuba, and many more. Come to the beach to hear a world of music and magic at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
Tonight and tomorrow night at Pacific Theater, there's a special staged reading of the play Da Kink in My Hair by Trey Anthony. It's a story about Novelette, a hairdresser with a special gift. She can read your secrets from your hair. Set in a vibrant Afro-Caribbean hair salon, she tends knowingly to each client. As women rush to their styling chair, each story untangles through tears and laughter. Produced let's see here. I'm jumping ahead here. Reviews. It's a stage reading directed by Gavin Chima and featuring Marion Barry, Sia Foro, Celia Aloma, Chris Cuneri, and Sasha Monica and Margaret Onedo. And so that's happening at the Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock, it goes at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night. Tickets are only $15, and we've got it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, and you can check out Pacific Theater catsolano.org for more information on that. We're looking at what's going on at the Catsolano Festival this weekend. One of the other acts that's going to be performing tomorrow is I'm just trying to see which stage she's going to be at. Oh, she's going to be closing at the McDonald's stage at 7 o'clock. It's Frazee Ford. That's Parlor Panther, and they're going to be kicking off the show at the Coast Capital Vine Stage, presented by CITR. That's at 4th and Vine all day tomorrow at the Catalano Street Party, happening between Burrard Street and McDonald from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. on Saturday. That's tomorrow. Parlor Panther will kick off the show at the Vine Stage at noon, followed by Tim the Mute at 1, then Club Sofa at 2, Gentle Mind at 3, Colin Cowan at 4, Johnny Payne at 5, Necking at 6, and Actors at 7 o'clock. That's just one of the stages. There's 7 stages altogether where you can get entertainment all day. Lots of food trucks, lots of free water, a couple of beer gardens, and bike valet. It's a full-service event happening all day tomorrow on 4th Avenue, right in the heart of Kitsilano.
Friday, July 6th, the Rickshaw Theatre. Come see Canada's punk rock legends DOA celebrate their 40th year of rabble-rousing. DOA headlines the first annual Fight Back Festival along with Punk Ska Legends Roots Roundup. It's a fabulous, non-stop 10-band bill that will blow your doors off. Hardcore to pop punk to ska to roots. Don't miss the first annual Fight Back Festival, Friday, July 6th. Even though it's bright and sunny outside, are you still an emotional mess on the inside? Well then come check out Angry and Afraid, the therapeutic comedy show about all our hates and fears, featuring stand-up and sketch comedy. Saturday, July 14th at Little Mountain Gallery at Main and 26th in Vancouver. Doors are at 8 and the show is at 8:30. Plus, we got $4 beers. Go to facebook.com/angryandafraid for details. That's facebook.com/angryandafraid. Let's get emotional, summer style. Support the women of the Downtown East Side and spring into the Scotiabank Charity Challenge on June 24th. Join the Downtown East Side Women's Center in crowdsourcing funds and spreading awareness of their organization, which provides safe space, emergency shelter, basic essentials, and a continuum of support to marginalized women. Go to www.dewc.ca/run-4-dewc for more information.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to our artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. This coming Monday is the next edition of the Cold Reading Series, now being held at the VFS Cafe, which is at the Vancouver Film School at 390 West Hastings, right next to Victory Square. Casting begins at 6:30. The show starts at 8, and the call goes out to all actors, writers, directors, and any creative types to join in. They're looking for a wide variety of backgrounds, ethnicities, ages, genders, and non-genders. And if you are going to read, remember, come prepared to give a quick elevator pitch of your cold reading experience and your stock character type. Yes, they're asking you to stereotype yourself. It just makes it easier for them to find the best voices, the best readers for the scripts. They're kind of, running off the seat of their pants. They want as much information as possible. Cold reading series is always fun. As I said, casting gets underway at 6:30. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Monday, July 9th, that's this coming Monday at the VFS Cafe, 390 West Hastings Street. The Stratford Festival is putting out a call for theater directors looking to hire someone to be an assistant director for one of the plays at the 2019 season. That season starts next year in February. And they will be looking for someone who can be prepared to help out for about 8 to 16 weeks within that time period. And you might give an opportunity to choose a piece of classical text for the director's workshop presentation in the fall of 2019. Applicants must include a completed application form, a resume, a letter of recommendation, a personal letter, and a photo. And that can all be submitted by mail or email at stratfordfestival.ca. And submissions must be postmarked or emailed by August the 7th. So you have just under, what's today, the 6th? You have just over a month to get it all together. And they'll let you know by November whether you're up for it. If you're a citizen or a permanent resident, you'll be given priority. Also, still in Ontario, the Shaw Festival is holding their general auditions for the 2019 season in Toronto, August 20th to 30th. If you want to find out more about that, you can check out their website, shawfest.com/about/careers. And there's a masterclass, AWC masterclass. We've mentioned this a couple of times already. It's called it's the Deborah Aquila Masterclass, benefiting the AFC, formerly known as the Actors Fund of Canada. The masterclass will enable you to be fully present, delivering an alive, spontaneous, and memorable performance using the Alder technique. Strict attention will be paid to specificity and creating fully realized characters. It costs $375 U.S. if you're a member of Actors Equity, and if you're not a member of Equity, it's $475 U.S., and you can contact Michael at Vancouver at awcmasterclass.com to get more information about that. The workshop starts on July 14th. You have until the 13th to sign up for that. We have an audition for the Fringe Festival coming up this weekend. Actually, I think it's on Tuesday, July 10th. That's right. The play is called Aguaries of Innocence, and it's going to be performed at the Cults during the Fringe Festival, which, of course, is September 6th to 16th. They're looking for two male actors to play the younger and older character of William Blake, the the 19th century poet, painter, and engraver. One actor will play the young William Blake, and the other actor will play the older William Blake. The roles do require some singing, so be prepared for that. And you can send your information to Nembulon, N-E-M-B-U-L-O-N, at gmail.com. Delinquent Theatre is doing a play called Never the Last by Vancouver playwrights Molly McKinnon and Christine Quintana. That is going to be happening in March and April of next year, and the audition is on Sunday. Never the Last is a multidisciplinary theater piece exploring the life and work of Russian-born Canadian 20th century music composer Sophie Carmen Eckhart Gramaté and her husband, German expressionist painter Walter Gramaté. Over the last few years, the show has been workshopped and with the support of the Banff Playwrights Lab, the Electric Company Theater, and Revolver Festival. And it's now ready for full production. It'll be presented at the Annex Theater on Seymour Street in April of next year. So they're looking for an actor, male between the ages of 20 and mid-30s, of any ethnicity to play the part of Walter. Strong movement background and musical proficiency is an asset. You can send your headshot and resume to delinquentsubmissions@gmail.com. Theatre Terrific is doing a production of Roy and Janet. This is an epic tale of love, warring tribes, and redemption, told with dance, chorus, live music, and the biggest puppet ever. It's going to be presented in the atrium of the Woodward's Heritage Building at Hastings and Abbott. They'll be utilizing the whole space, including the winding staircase, the pond, the inner court. The auditions are happening on the 9th and 10th at the Green Thumb Studios, which is at 5560 McKinnon Street, up around Kingsway and Joyce. If you want to participate, take an audition workshop like no other, you can send your information to info@theaterterrific.ca. Emerald Pig Theater in Pitt Meadows, Maple Ridge, is doing Tony and Tina's Wedding, the big interactive play that was so successful for years in the 90s and early 2000s. That is going to be produced at the Pitt Meadows Rec Center in the Fraser Valley in October. And they're looking for 15 men, 11 women who have some experience with improv or interactive theater. It's an asset, but you don't actually, if you don't have any experience, but you have enthusiasm, you want to learn, they're very happy to see you as well. If you're not familiar with Tony and Tina's, it's a comedy. It's staged as a wedding in which the audience is actually a part of the wedding party. So you don't just watch the show, but participate as members of the family and friends of the bride and groom. So that's happening. You can check out Emerald Pig Theater Society. I forget what their website is right now, but they do have an Outlook email address, president.epts@outlook.com. United Players is doing Life of Galileo by Bertolt Brecht with a translation by David Hare, directed by Michael Farah. Speaking of Tony and Tina's Wedding, Michael was the the driving force behind its successful run with Horse Raven Theater 10 years ago. Anyway, they're doing Life of Galileo, and that'll be at the Jericho Arts Center in September. The auditions are tomorrow and Sunday in the Phoenix Room, which is at the Jericho Hill Center, up the hill, just across the street from Jericho Park, where the Folk Music Festival is next week. And they're looking for a company of 8 multi-talented actors. The production will incorporate music, song, and movement. Actors should be comfortable with all of these disciplines. Actors that can play handheld musical instruments, please bring them with you and be prepared to play. Actors will be asked to read from a script and sing a short song a cappella. If you want to get an audition, you need to call Andre Karras, and her number is 604-224-8007. Leave a message, and she will call you back with your audition time. And finally, as we mentioned at the top of the show, our friend Rebecca Walters is going to be directing a play at the Metro Theater. It's called Busybody by Jack Popplewell. It's going to be happening in October. The auditions are at the end of the month, July 30th and August 1st at the Metro Theater. She's looking for 4 female and 4 male characters of various ages. So you can, you don't have to send an audition or anything. You just show up. You can find out more by going to their website, metrotheater.com. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it at the Dave Radio Facebook page at Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com. Okay, we got time for one more piece of music here. This is someone who's going to be playing at the Maple Stage, the Hyundai Maple Stage. He's going to be on at 7:30. This is Sam Tudor.
I'm confident that I know nothing, talking to the hedge next door. Every single body hiding something, doesn't matter anymore. Brain stealers, look at what you've done. Brain stealers, what have I become? You say that you're building in construction, for a higher place. Now the work is done, you still feel nothing. 20 floors of empty space.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Like us on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show, you want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Audrey's chomping at the bit to get on the air, followed by Beppe Crispin at 2 o'clock and Nardwar, the human serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. See you at the Catalano Festival on 4th Avenue tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
the BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PrEP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
This is the first day of
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Fresh fruit here, I go, and it's all I can do.